friendship could be. My little pony. Until you all shared its magic with me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the My Little Pony podcast. I'm here with Julia.
Hey.
And we're going to be talking about the third episode of the My Little Pony TV show. And that episode is called The Ticketmaster. Which is, if you are in the United States, like a lot of our listeners are, you might have heard of the Ticketmaster or Ticketmaster before. That's a company that can get you tickets for concerts and shows and things like that. And so when you told me that that was the name of the episode, I was like, so they're going to be calling in someplace for tickets? I don't really get it. But I guess that is sort of what they end up doing, not calling in, but it does have to do with tickets. So we've been watching My Little Pony on our instant videos on Netflix. Yeah. And you can also watch episodes on the Hub television station. And iTunes also has them that you can download there. So those are all places that you can access those. I just wanted to mention that since we might have some new listeners. In fact, I know we do because we've been checking the statistics. We've got listeners from all over the world and a lot in the United States. United States and Canada seem to have the most, but we had just tons of countries represented
and
too.
No offense to those people there, but I don't even know how to pronounce them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, and we would love to hear from you. So if you're listening and you're not in the United States, or even if you are in the United States, really, that would be great. You can email us at My Little Pony Podcast. That's all one word, My Little Pony Podcast at gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at MLP Podcast. That's the letters MLP and then a capital P podcast. And you can also rate and review us on iTunes. We've got like 9 or 10 reviews up on there, and they've been pretty positive, so that's good.
Yeah, and we are sorry about episode 3. There was a lot of technical difficulties.
Yeah, what happened was we had so many people downloading that we ran out of bandwidth, and so a lot of you were getting a message that said, you can't download this episode.
Yeah, please download again. Yeah. Because we were getting so many downloaders that it just wasn't working. So we are sorry for the lateness on that.
Yeah, but we've fixed that, and so we should be good to go for a while now. No problems. Okay. We wanted to talk a little bit about manticores from last time.
Yeah, and what I think manticores were, like, it was like the head of a lion, tail of a scorpion, and,
It's just like a weird creature, never really existed, so it's like a legend, kind of like the Sphinx. We ended up looking up on Wikipedia, because it seems like no one else really knew what it was, or nobody wrote in to tell us what they thought it was. But really, they've just been these mythical creatures that have been around in old books and stories and things like that. So they're kind of like dragon. The body of a lion, a human head with 3 rows of sharp teeth, like a shark, and a trumpet-like voice.
Doesn't it have like a tail of a scorpion or something?
Is the tail of a dragon or a scorpion. It might shoot poisonous spines. So now I know why they were afraid of it.
Yeah. I have no idea how Fluttershy was able to tame it the way she did.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
well, Fluttershy is amazing.
Yeah. That's why everybody loves Fluttershy. She's amazing. Anyway, on to episode 3. They start off and Twilight and Applejack are walking to the barn to deliver the apples. Spike is on Twilight's back and picking out the perfect apple. And then we soon find out that Twilight Sparkle gets 2 tickets to the Grand Galloping Gala. And it apparently is on the 21st, the day the world was supposed to end. Anyway, Twilight, Applejack, sorry, says that she would like to have the extra ticket because she could have a big apple sale. And so she says, I could make so much money that, now this isn't a quote, I could make so much money I could replace that saggy old roof and Big Macintosh's saggy old plow and Granny Smith's saggy old hip.
A lot of sagginess going on in Applejack's room.
Yeah. So, anyway, Twilight is about to say, well, would you like the extra ticket? I think she is about to say that anyway. But then Rainbow Dash, of course, is Rainbow Dash and jumps in and says, wait, you have a ticket to the Grand Galloping Gala? And she says, yes. And then Applejack butts in and says, hey, she was about to give the ticket to me. So Rainbow Dash explains why she would want the ticket. And, of course, she wants to impress the Wonderbolts, which are an elite team of Pegasi who, do tricks, I think. I don't really know what the Wonderbolts do.
Well, it's actually, I think, trying to be based on a group of, group that flies planes called the Blue Angels. And I think that's what they are. So they do, like, aeronautic tricks. They do tricks in the air with their planes and, you know, turns and dives and do formations in the air. And so I think that that's what it's supposed to be based off of.
Okay. If you know, you can email us at, again, MyLittlePonyPodcast@gmail.com. Or you could tell us
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let us know what you think it's from. And then she says, like, I can't decide. I'm hungry. Let me eat lunch first, and I can decide later. So she walks off back to Ponyville from Sweet Apple Acres, and so then she crashes into Pinkie Pie, and then, of course, Pinkie Pie wants the ticket. And she sings this number, and I say that she just wants it to party. So, she...
Do we want to play that song?
Yeah,
people?
Sure.
Okay, let's play that song.
Oh, the Grand Galloping Gala is the best place for me. Oh, the Grand Galloping Gala is the best place for me. Hip, hip, hooray, it's the best place for me, for Pinky. With decorations like streamers and fairy lights and pinwheels and pinatas and pincushions. With goodies like sugar cubes and sugar canes and sundaes and sunbeams and sarsaparilla. And I get to play my favoriteest and favorite fantabulous games like Pin the Tail on the Pony. Oh, the Grand Galloping Gala is the best place for me. Oh, the Grand Galloping Gala is the best place for me. Cause it's the most galloperific, superly terrific gala ever in the whole galaxy.
Whee! So, yeah, that was Pinky's gala fantasy song.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, she wants it to party, and, then she crashes into Rarity, which Rarity, of course, finds out that Twilight has an extra ticket, and so Rarity wants the ticket so she can make, so that she can meet, I quote, him. His name is Prince Blueblood, and she has pretty high expectations for him. She thinks that if she meets him, if she goes to the Grand Galloping Gala, then everyone will see how perfect she is. They'll insist that they go, that she go and meets Princess Celestia, and Princess Celestia will be so taken by her that she'll introduce her to Prince Blueblood, her nephew, and then he will be so taken with her that he will ask her hoof in marriage, and she would say yes. Now, is it just me, or is that a little, no, a lot?
Like far-fetched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really far-fetched.
A lot of things would have to happen, a whole chain of events would have to happen in order for that to work out.
Yeah, I would just hope that I would get to go to the Grand Galloping Gala, and then I would go from there. But anyway, after that finishes, we find out that Fluttershy has a bunny named Angel. And Angel takes the ticket from Spike, and Fluttershy takes it to Fluttershy. And then she realizes what it is, and then Fluttershy geeks out, I think, and like starts talking about the flora and the fauna. And so
that's where she says, loons and toucans and bitterns, oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what that movie, that's from, right?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, yeah. So that's
cute. And then Rainbow Dash flies in and says, hey, wait. Twilight was giving the ticket to me. And then Twilight accuses Rainbow Dash of spying. And then Applejack walks in and
they all start just, like, accusing each other of stuff, right?
Yeah. And then they all fight. And then after Twilight shouts for quiet, Pinkie Pie just keeps on talking about, like, and then I think this is a quote. Oatmeal, are you crazy? And so she was just talking about random stuff. And then Twilight, and then she says, you know what, shoo, I'm just going to eat, and then I'll figure out who, like, gets the ticket. And so she goes out to eat, and then while she's eating, Rainbow Dash bribes Twilight by by covering almost the whole of Ponyville with a rain cloud, and just, kicking.
Yeah, lets the sun shine down on, just on Twilight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she says,
it's like this, they're all just trying to get on Twilight's good side.
Yeah.
So, that's the first one really trying to get on her good side, right?
Yeah. And then, so she says, I'm not comfortable with accepting favors until after the ticket thing is out of the question. And so she says, I would like you to close up the rain cloud. Now, I say that's a little bit foolish of Twilight, considering how smart she is, because it's like, why not just ask Rainbow Dash to kick out all the clouds, because if she closes it, then it's gonna rain on her. So that was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, Rarity walks up after Rainbow Dash just closes the rain cloud, and so after that, Rarity says something that, like, after it started raining, Rarity walks up to Twilight. Twilight, it's raining. And I say that's a little bit weird, because I think Twilight knows that it's raining.
Yep. Captain Obvious.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Captain Obvious. So Rarity gets Twilight into her shop, and then she dresses Twilight in a pretty fancy outfit, considering Rarity. And then Twilight is still hungry after that, and so Applejack gives, like, Twilight apple fritters, apple bumpkins, and a lot of other stuff that I can't name.
Lots of apple stuff.
Yeah. And and this is a little bit weird. Twilight says no. Now, if I was that hungry, I would just say yes, but you are still not changing my mind about the ticket. And so, and then she goes home, and then she finds Fluttershy. And then Fluttershy cleans up the library. Now, if someone was cleaning my room, I would just say, fine. Okay,
Well, and your room totally needs to be cleaned. So I don't know if they would finish in maybe a year or two. It would probably take to clean that mess. Sorry, I had to say it. Now we know what you can do after we're done recording. Yay! I'm not going to cut that out. Okay, go on. What?
You are going to cut that out.
Okay, fine. I won't say it again anymore.
Okay. And so, after that, Pinkie Pie takes Twilight out of her library against her will. And then she just starts singing this random song. And, I don't know how to explain it. She got people to, like, throw Twilight up in the air, and then she's just like, Pinky, Pinky, Pinky! And that sort of sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin, 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 Pinky! So, yeah. And then, after that, Pinkie Pie blurts out that Twilight has an extra ticket to the Grand Galloping Gala. And then every pony tries to get it. And then, so, they keep on talking over each other, and then Spike asks, what are we going to do? And then Twilight says, we're gonna run! And then she goes into these disguises, and she hides stuff. Now, this is some of the stuff that she hides behind. She hides, and it's in order. First, she hides behind an apple cart. Then, she dresses up as a mother and baby. Then, she hides under a bridge. And then, they dress up as mannequins. Finally, they're cornered. And then, they teleport to the library. Then, they pretend like they're not home. But then, someone switches on the lights. And they all explain why they were pressuring her, because they really wanted it. And then almost all of them give up the ticket. First it's Applejack, then it's Fluttershy, then it's Pinky, then it's Rarity. And then, of course, Rainbow Dash gloats that she got the ticket.
What? I mean, that is kind of bratty. I'm kind of surprised by that. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, but then everybody looks at her, and then she says, you know what? I haven't perfected my best moves yet. I don't need that ticket either. And so then there's a letter to Princess Celestia. And then she says something about, I don't know, I wasn't able to get it down. Something about blessings. I don't know really what she says. I'm sorry. I should have wrote that down. But anyway, I can't really say. But eventually, she gives up both tickets to the Grand Galloping Gala. And then, they, like, protest, like, what? Like, why would you do that? And then she sends the, letter with the tickets back to Princess Celestia. And then she gets back pretty quickly from the princess and says, and then the princess says, well, why didn't you say so? And then there are 6 tickets to the Grand Galloping Gala. And so they all get to go. And then, they walk out. And then, they walk out and then they all get a ticket. And then at the end, Spike eventually wants a ticket, but first she says, but at first he said, I don't want anything to do with this girly galagunk. So, and then, Applejack eventually said, sees him. Because Princess Celestia says, and one for you too, Spike. And then another ticket pops out. And then Applejack sees him because she heard him say that. And then he, like, runs out with the ticket in his hand, and he's laughing. And then she sees him, and he's like, I mean, gross. I have to go, too. And then after he walks a couple of feet, he just starts laughing again and then running.
He's so excited.
Yeah. So.
So now the gala is going to actually be in the show, right?
Yeah.
But not for a long time?
Yeah, like
end of the season?
20. Yeah, like that's like the second to last episode in the first season. So they keep it going for a long time. And they keep on talking about the Grand Galloping Gala to keep it. No, that is the hook. I mean, you watch like the third episode, and then it's like, oh, so they're given this problem, and then they get something, and then like 20 episodes later, you finally get to see the Grand Galloping Gala. It's like, come on.
So when they go to the gala, actually, are they going to all have their tickets?
Yeah.
Do they make a point of that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. That's weird because it's like, okay, you got the ticket. Now, who do you give the ticket to? It's like, come on.
So who do you think... If Twilight was going to pick a pony to have the ticket, or two ponies to have the tickets, who do you think she would have picked?
Spike.
Really?
Yeah.
Why Spike?
Because,
Spike didn't even want to go.
Yeah, well, maybe she would just say, okay, you have to take the ticket, I can't choose between my friends. Well, I don't know, but if I had to choose between my friends, I would just say, like, okay, you know what, Allison, you're coming with me, because I wouldn't want to hurt any of my friends' feelings. Like, saying, it would sort of be like saying, like, oh, I value them more than you.
So you would take your sister instead and not have to choose one of them?
Probably.
One friend? I think a little bit differently. Okay, did you notice when Twilight was thinking about giving up her own ticket and she was like imagining if that were to happen, and then it shows some of the ponies, she imagines some ponies crying, and of those ponies that are crying, it's Rainbow Dash and Rarity and Pinkie Pie, not Applejack and not Fluttershy. So I think maybe she was going to give them to Applejack and Fluttershy. Applejack, because she was the first one to try to give it up. I don't really know why Fluttershy.
Maybe because Fluttershy is just so nice.
She was polite and maybe had one of the better reasons for wanting to go.
Yeah, she doesn't even want to go to the Grand Galloping Gala. Exactly. She just wants to go to the garden by the Grand Galloping Gala.
Well, and it would give... She would find a lot to do with it. Like, we already talked about Rarity. Come on. That is not going to happen. Rainbow Dash. There are other times and places to be all Wonder Bolty. I mean, that's not really good. And Pinkie Pie is probably just driving Twilight Sparkle crazy like she drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's like... Now, I think this is, like, one of her musical numbers. I don't really know for sure. I don't really know for sure what she sings, but she just sings, like, this happy, joyful, loud, sort of creepy song. No offense to Pinkie Pie there, about your songs, but I have to say, they are a little bit creepy. After that. So, yeah, that was an interesting point that I never really noticed.
Well, something else interesting about this episode is that it was actually the very first one that was written.
Yeah.
I found that out. I did a little research on it and found out that they wrote this before the Friendship is Magic Part 1 and Part 2.
You just realized that? You didn't know that? That one came out first.
Well, this is actually episode 3.
Yeah.
But if you can notice some things that are different from this episode from other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the voices are a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think some of the stories seem a little bit weird, a little bit out of order.
But yeah. Anyway, I think that about wraps up episode 3 of The Ticketmaster. So if you have any questions, any comments, you can email me at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. You could also follow me on Twitter at MLP Podcast. Also, rate and review on iTunes. So,
in the next episode, we'll talk about the next episode of the show, which is called Apple Buck Season. So, I have a feeling that one's going to have to do with Applejack, just to guess, because I haven't seen it. But that's good. I like Applejack.
Yeah. So, that about wraps this up. So,
thanks for listening.
Bye.